This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. John Lavoie, fitness expert for Global Wellness and fitness app Verve. John uses his multiple exercise and weightlifting certifications, plus his background as a triathlete, Olympic weightlifter, and competitive dancer to help people get into optimum shape. And Mr. Lavoie, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. So first of all, what is your background and what has inspired you to a career in physical fitness?
So my fitness background really started back in, I would say, middle school. You know, I was kind of an overweight, awkward kid when I was a youngster. Then I really got into running when I was taking gym class. That turned into a love of triathlons. And eventually, after I was done with the triathlon circuit, I decided to turn to Olympic weightlifting. So through college and everything else, it just made perfect sense to make physical activity just a part of my career, since it's something I love so much and so passionately.
Yeah, certainly can understand where the passion came from. Tell us also, how can competitive weightlifters keep in shape when they typically rely on heavy and specialized workout equipment?
Yeah, so that's definitely a tough one, because a lot of times, as you know, weightlifters are using barbells or hundreds and hundreds of pounds of weight, and sometimes you're lucky enough to have a coach or something that can lend you equipment. But in this, you know, particular situation with the COVID-19, a lot of us are resorting to things we have around the house. So a cool tip that I have for people is, you know, if you had a gallon of water, or you just finished a gallon of milk and you fill it with water, that's about a 9-pound weight that you just made out of a $2 grocery item. So what the athlete would have to do is take those lighter weights and essentially just do, you know, the same motions they're used to, like the squats and the deadlifts, but probably do a lot more sets than they're used to in order to get the same effect they would from, say, a barbell.
Good information there, and thanks for that. Now, for ultra athletes such as runners and others, what are your best tips for maintaining endurance and fitness?
So I actually think it's a lot easier for the endurance athletes to maintain or even improve their fitness during this quarantine period. Like, for example, at my apartment, we have a set of stairs, you know, 7 flights of stairs. So if the athlete is running up and down those stairs, they're going to increase their fitness and their oshing capacity. And even if you're stuck, you know, only in your living room, doing something like a mountain climber is a nice core exercise to really get your heart racing. For those of you who don't know what that is, you're kind of in a push-up position and you're driving your knees kind of rapidly, repeatedly into your elbows. So it really gets the heart racing and increases your fitness.
And certainly appreciate your input. Once again today, we are with Mr. John Lavoie, fitness expert for Global Wellness and Fitness app Verve, here on eHealth Radio's fitness and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, is there any way for a top-performing athlete to improve in any aspect of their workout, or is a stay-at-home regimen primarily about maintenance?
So again, I would have to say that, you know, for the power lifters, weightlifters out there, it's more likely that they're going to do their best to maintain their strength. You know, even if you do 500 squats with 500 pounds, it's not going to feel like a 500-pound barbell. On the other hand, the endurance-based athletes, the ultra runners, triathletes, et cetera, I really think they actually can improve their fitness, depending if they have, you know, stairs or the right bodyweight exercises picked out. And as long as they keep a high sustained average heart rate throughout their workouts, they could actually improve their fitness coming out of this quarantine situation.
Also, John, another question for you. Are there any surprising workout tips that you'd have for a bodybuilder or an elite athlete that they may not have ever considered?
So I think it's really important that, you know, as serious athletes, that we think about the big picture. So it's not always about just the workout. You have to think about your nutrition, you know, meditating, keeping your mind right, sleeping right, et cetera. And what's cool about, you know, the Verve app corporation is that they have this new cool stay-at-home kit for free download for iOS users. It's a nice app because it kind of brings everything together. A lot of times as an athlete, we focus just on our workouts and we think about the big picture. Like, Am I eating right? Do I want to try intermittent fasting to stay lean during this quarantine time? It's always good to look at the big picture altogether.
Mr. Lavoie, really good to have had you with us. Some great tips, especially coming from you and per your expertise and experience, and really appreciate the info shared here today. As we conclude, what free or affordable resources are out there for homebound folks wanting to get in a workout?
So again, like I said, the Verve at Home Fitness app is free for download for people. And I know there's a lot of great stuff out on Amazon that's hopefully not sold out for dumbbells and barbells and other fitness equipment.
Yeah, good point. Under the circumstances, that could be an issue there with Amazon. Well, listen, John, good to have had you. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Verve and download the app. Where's the best place online to do so?
All you have to do is go to the App Store, like the Apple iTunes Store, and just search Verve, or even search us on the web, and it'll pop right up for a free download.
Simple enough. Again, Mr. Lavoie, all the best, and thanks for joining us on behalf of Verve here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. John Lavoie, fitness expert for global wellness and fitness at Verve, and for all the details, visit Verve.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.